No, Shemre Shabbos were distantly related, like Shlishi Berishon, you know, something of the kind. But I told them better take these data.
Even a chuppah.
My chuppah, yeah. If you don't have any other, rather than take Machala L'Shabbos. I shall have the materials possible. Yeah. This is
material. Are we not made the chuppah as much as the year?
We are some extended that way. And probably not so much.
So this is not going to get very much. Let me explain Shlishi again.
The second cousin.
Yeah. What do you do with conservatives? Where having the mishpachah is somebody's was a conservative rabbi, is a conservative rabbi. So they have put that puzzle for everything.
If he is. I mean, being a conservative rabbi per se is not. The din is. That eight chomers is posulages, and not of us are none of a cousin, or a one who is either there, Allah, she is a monk. That's the Allah. Because
he himself can be.
He himself, if he is a Shemesh Shabbos, no. He is a Shemesh Shabbos. And he is a Shemesh Kashrus. I mean, as long as he's not either Allah, she is a monk, he might go to Mikveh.
Yeah.
If. Can you find that conservative rabbi who is Shemra
Mitzvah?
All right, if so...
No. What about Shemra Mitzvah? Rabbi Moshe holds it Shana Pirish.
Now that's because he assumes that are all Shemra, and I think he was right. I mean, you take a look at the conservatives. Very few. Now there's a Shuvim movement in the conservatives.
Right.
A lot of rabbis, conservative rabbis, would like to break away, but I have no place to go. Yeah. I know they approach the Shiva Yavista. Lamb is sympathizes with them. He would like to take him back, Shem. But take him back. How can you take him back if they don't know anything? You got to know.
Today in America, you have cases of people that were mismuffin in various yeshivas.
And they went,
went out of town for the money.
My brother-in-law, Abe Krupchik, told me that there's somebody out there in the island, I don't know exactly where, where there's a conservative rabbi who is privately studying to learn Yoredei to get smicha from a kosher smicha and to get out of there.
No, you're talking that one. I'm talking
and there's another rabbi, conservative, who gave up his position of $20,000.
$20,000?
It's not a lot of money, but he has side money around. And he's a young man, that was his first position. And he's out of the rabbit, that's all. He's so bothered by what's going on now in the conservatives. They're practically a former there. At one time, a regular, give shepherd prayer. But mummies and the Chalul Shabbat, they go by their cars.
I know somebody who's, organization who was a conservative rabbi. So he can be...
As long as
he was.
If he is observing. Yes. Was observing and is observing. He's not saying the last year even Malkus. It was only Parnassi, you know, that drove. In that case, Minotori is not his Koshalader. That's all.
Even what the differences? Where is Deus in
How do you know his day?
Let's say he doesn't believe in Florida. There's a conservative rabbi. I don't even know if he's. I'm not going to be made on his Yiddish
Jigus.
He said that a certain rabbi, I won't give the name, accepted his training of somebody for Deus. Now that's a very, very common problem. What does it mean training that we're accepting somebody as a trainer? I mean, obviously, training, we talked about it. I talked about Shabbos and kosher, whatever we talked about with him. But obviously, if a conservative rabbi trained a person... Was he trained?
I think I told you once. The director that he saw her face, she is not Jewish. He asked her, she was converted. Who converted you? A conservative rabbi. So he wanted her, he sent her to me. I asked her, what happened after you converted? Did you keep a kosher home? First kosher home, no Shabbos, no nothing. So what did you do? very philosophically, this is not kid, this is not Kabbalah and Mitzvah. Kabbalah and Mitzvah.
I'm talking about the training, I'm not talking about Kabbalah and Mitzvah.
Yeah, but training, anyone can train. But she has to have Kabbalah and Mitzvah. If there's no Kabbalah and Mitzvah. Well, what kind of training? I don't know. If he himself doesn't believe, how can he implant into others beliefs and but Kiyama Mitzvah. If he is not Medagra, can Kiyama Mitzvah.
We're holding
them. Can we just explain the Shani Rishon Shlishi again? Yeah. What is if A is the is
two
the
brothers as Rishon Berish?
Two brothers
are their children as Shani Bishani. That's first cousin. As long as
so Shlishi can be an aid with
his grandfather's brother.
Uh-huh. But then now we're talking about one with the other.
Huh?
Now we're talking about Kravis one aid to the other.
Yeah.
But what about to Dr. Bala
Magal? It's the same approach. If it's impossible to get kosher aidim, accept. Shlishi b'shlishi, let's say. Then,
right now he's only talking about the...
No, a coin doesn't matter. In Migdash, Bichas Kranim doesn't pass, Mum doesn't pass on that. Only avoid it, but not Bichas Kranim. The reason is that if he has a crippled hand, the look of his hand
is better. What about this part here?
By Aiden, I don't remember exactly. It's a Hush Mishri, similar to Gimel, the idea is, it's unfortunate when a person is a cripple. He doesn't have reality, this real approach to reality. He is crippled in certain things. In other words, his physical defects influence his method of thought, his choshet everybody. He feels inferior, and that sense of inferiority causes a lot of problems. To such an extent that you can't even some maintain you can't trust them. To testify reality. After all, Adam has to testify how it actually happens. In other words, imagination runs away with it.
Now is there really an opinion that the Baal Masada has to be not related to the Magarish Magarish?
Not to be related.
That's not here. It seems to be the same thing. No, it says the Kul Niyul Kroz and the Rav Masada. Kul means the...
I had a Tavanta case in my family. I had to perform a gift out of town. And there I didn't have, all right, I brought the... But anyway, I when it came to the, I was the Masada, I mean, Alochis, told him to this, and that, but that's what I do, like always. But when it came to sign the tour, I made the other sign myself. Even though I was on my station there, nevertheless, I made the other sign.
On the Shliach Tziva, don't we have a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
Should not be a bomb. For that very reason.
Is that an
Eitz HaTorah
or is it a
Din? Eitz HaTorah, not a Din.
So
Bichas Kranim, it's also not a Din. halachas. Halachas only if his hands are crippled, because he'll divert the attention of the shomer.
But you're dying also. By Reb Moshe's Levaya, they were talking about...
That was his Sanhedrin.
Right.
I couldn't hear him. I was standing outside, so I didn't make out what they were saying. I don't see the picture of it. All right. So where are we?
The test.
Ten lochas for chol zeh lechatchila. Gam noisnim likach eidah chasime, no again, likach eidah chasime le'eidah misire. Vehem yiru sha'abao tzivu le'sofer lichter, kedeh sheyeh hakol nasi b'pnei kad echot shel eidah. The whole shaila, the din is dova v'lechot to dova. However, there's a mishnah, for example, by chazoker. 3 years is a chazoker. So the mishnah says, suppose you have 2 eidim for 1 year and 2 eidim for second year, for third year, that's not considered chot to dova. Does that chot to dova? Because each year is independent of the other. I mean, if they testify in 1 year, he's mechuyev to, if it's his, he doesn't mind not mechuyev to pay. But if it's not his, he has to pay back whatever he ate from them. So this shtetavek da'aloche, if the items are separated, then you know that's not the din of katachas doesn't apply. Similarly here, the din of edik sive is one thing. And chasim and misir is another thing. They don't. What do we do when we send a get by mail to another place? You don't have the same agent. So b'em is the din of katachas. The double lechotzedom doesn't apply here. Nevertheless, the machne, we pile up chumris, comes to a get, we take all the chumris. Well, yachsim or ha'edim rad b'dior the kulmis. Shalbar kemo yasefa, et emotion is boil out of the simikul ches. I don't know where I saw it. Maybe I saw it on Hashmish, but I have to go back to Hashmish, similar with Gimel, Bala, and Eid, that where it talks about Eden. And there, it says, Baget, maybe talk about Kedushin also. We are Machne. In one place says even Revi Bergi, in another place says even Hamisha Bachamisha. That's already so far-fetched, you know. Hamishah.
Who knows that comment?
Yeah, huh?
How many people know that
comment? Yeah, I mean, if that people know. But anyway,
But I do it in a small-town wedding.
Well, that's right, I mean, a small-town wedding.
Yeah, the Hasidim, Taka, you're correct, they are fine.
Yeah.
But the Hasidim, they all marry the first cousin of India.
Well, they didn't marry first cousin,
so they're all, everybody.
Why did you see that before we start writing, the Sofer, before he tells the Sofer to write, he presents him He presents him with Yoy Kulna. Why? Because the Kosta refers to the Baal.
But the writing is on the Baal's. Right. On the Baal's.
The Eid is a Re'iyah. I'm signing that I saw it. I'm signing that I saw it. That's the Eidus. The Eidus is not the Ksiva.
If I say like Lebeya Eidus Hashem Mekaisi, but that's a part of the gift.
But that's not the Seder.
But it's not that the Baal has to write the gift.
Just for Seder. If I say Eidus Hashem Mekaisi, then it's a part of the gift, and it's included in the Bekosha. And since Bekosha was first to the Baal, that you're the Kulmish has to belong to him. It's a Kulmish, of course it's a Kulmish.
Even if you say Eid of Asira, but once they're signing, it's also part of the Eid.
That's what it says, only a Kulmish. We are Machmir. But if it's not the Baal, it's kosher. The Gerd is kosher. Of course.
He writes the whole Gerd.
Only like Atchile. Atchile, we are Machmir. To put on a Kulmish.
You might step along and make the Kulmish.
Comes to Gerd, we are Machmir. Comes to Mikvois, we are Machmir. That all the mikvahs of the machmer, shittes hayochet, api aloche, there's no, okay.
The Rav once said in a shiur that a megillah is kosher if a isha writes it.
Yes, and if writes, a vesta.
Yeah, but they bring down that she commanded it to be written and they hold it's not. A lot of questions are that it's not kosher.
Yeah, I'm a vision dinger. I'm a state of
the halacha.
I was told that the Rav did not recommend such a thing.
And did not matter it.
And there he is, man.
It should be in case a thing like this repeats itself, and someone is going to follow my staff.
I was told the person that wrote it was also very, very surprised. Yeah, because it was public percentage of the sefer like that it was okay.
Yeah.
And it's not so. Yeah, Rav David says it was not so, of course. I heard a lot of his grandson,
a mother, he just shook him and always referred to his grandfather and said, I don't know who they are. Can't rely on it. He makes up his own shopping and he ascribes it to his grandson.
Who is
this? Moshe's grandson, Mark Kapendi.
A lot of people
say
it's the West Coast, yeah.
What?
It's the West Coast, especially.
But today, to this very day, he gives up shopping. his father, you know, is an important person, and she's a rich. He got him to say it to Sashia in the evening, once a week or twice a week. And he gives shocking the students around that and they don't understand. It's impossible, it's beyond. But that's it, we always claim his grandfather or to say that. Well, anyway, we stopped in Kuflan at his base. Okay, the whole sermon, entire sermon is dedicated to aging. And we said in the beginning, last week, Sifala, that we need Eidah Hasina, even though we pass the like Rabloza, that Eidah is here,
Nevertheless, the Mishnah says in Gamliel made a takone that Adam should chasme because, you know, Shem and Musa Adam, and they'll never know. Well, they won't be, as we just said, that and the Adam are not alive. So how are you going to be Mevara? But if they have the Chasimis, we can compare and see if the Chasimis are there. So, and Gamliel made a takone. The Shaila is, to what extent is the takone? Suppose you have no Eid Chasima. You can't get Eidim who know how to chasma. Would that be, the Machlokes of Rishonim, some maintain that Gamliel didn't make up takone that every get must have Eid Chasima. He only anates a teva. In order, Chtono Cholile, you'll have to prove the authenticity of the get. And the Eidim will not be around, so either they'll be passed on, or they will be gone away from Eidim Layam, and you won't be able to get them to testify. So it's a Torah, let them chasm out the get, so even if they're not around, you can always compare and ascertain the authenticity of the get. But in reality, even if you don't have Eidim Chasimah, it's also kosher because you pass the lack of blood item is Yiddikai. On the other hand, the other Achronim maintain that once the Gamliel made a takone, that's halachat chel, it has to be. And this is the way the Mechaber has it in the beginning of the simon. Sorry. Sheyach meshnei yedim kserim. That's a mandatory. So if it's mandatory, then if there's a get abarad edim, it's stuck, it's no good. No good. The only thing is, so we have by Hansa Mainse, if a person wrote a bar or wrote a get himself, except Yoda, this is one of three gitten that if she already married, Hansa Mainse, they'll come to it right here in this image. We have that a lot. Okay, so that's the concept of Kasimus Eden. And now, the sea basis, Yaskol Beroi Shito, Shelo Yisha Chelik, Cholik, Begiyon Aget, Lefnei Chasim Moshe. Right in the beginning of the line, under the get, the eight has to start signing. There should be nothing left. For many reasons. It's not only for beauty, so that it should be straight. If you're going to keep indenting, then you might add on something which is totally different than what they originally wrote and sang. In connection with this seed, that is the Pesachuva here, something which I already told you, I think I told you once or twice. A man, his name was Yosef, and he wrote a yud and he forgot about, and he put samach there. So, and there were two tools. One, the fact that the Yavov is missing of Yosef, and the second, that it was indented. So that the Masar Ajeh, the Rav, he tells you what it is, I don't remember exactly what it was. Said a Poshet Azar, since he indented only for one letter, a little space, in that little space let him make the Yud. And from the Yud you should make a Vav. So you have the entire name Yosef. So others were at this hesitating. Mancha Bechaim, the name is not written Kiseda, you know. You write a Samachfei before the Yud Vav. That's exactly what he answered in the Masada Gadol. What's wrong with that? The din of Kisidron is a din only in Tfilin and Mezuzis, but not in Get and Achanam. That's exactly what he said. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay,
you could still add things. You usually start and begin the line, and then you finish it here. You could still add some things in
after line. The Chasima you can add. It's before the Chasima that where you add something. It's important. But after the Chasima, it's nothing.
The second signature can be...
Signature goes underneath, not on the same line, underneath.
Yeah, but it could be later in the line, when method, you can't add it into the second signature.
Yeah, but that's Allah, all of the agent. Yeah, Allah is both agents on the beginning of the line. Gimel. Lo yiyye bein aget lachim yisraedim kosu davar she'enim me'inyan aget. Nothing should be written which has nothing to do with a get. It has to. The in kosa came, and if he did buy something, he going. She kosa shalom b'shlomo. Pay my regards to her. That's not Malka. And again, the mother has that example. It seems there was such a case where it says, okay, give my regards to her, shalom b'shlomo. No, and then the Eidim signed. So the Gemara said that it's different whether he wrote Shalom B'Shlomo or B'Shalom B'Shlomo. If he wrote Shalom B'Shlomo without a book, I'm chashish that the Eidim chasmet only on Shalom B'Shlomo, not on the get. If it says B'Shalom, then the chasmet on the whole thing, in his gefela. But without a book, this is what he said.
Well, maybe they're putting it as well at the end.
Oh, that's already too many chashashes. One chashash that he wrote with the other book, and they signed only on the last part, and the book they added on later.
Yeah, but
you
don't write it
here
on the mamash on the end.
No, we'll have a. In Kuv Chavov, he said how much away, but if you have a margin, then you see that how it starts and where it ends.
Can you then have a decorative trim like they have on some of these subas with a...
Yeah. It could happen if afterwards, but... I mean, there's no aloha that you can add some decorative trim.
I saw a Megillah that was
even
a offset, photo offset on the parchment.
Yeah.
And
then
in the middle was a
Ksiva. In the middle they added on some...
No, they wrote their whole Megillah.
Oh, yeah.
Megillah and Esther.
Yeah. First they had some...
There's a photo offset on the parchment.
Uh-huh.
You mean like a border?
Right.
On every
color. Right. Each one is like a rectangle.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, you could see it's a...
Yeah.
And,
no.
All right. And, I was told it was kosher.
Yeah, I mean, it's kosher. It's not, there's no, yes, sir. I mean, there's no, it's still clean. But it's not assumed it's only for decoration, decorative purpose.
Probably very little purpose to do it with a ghetto.
Uh-huh.
Probably very little purpose to decorate
the ghetto. Not only keep it, it's going to be torn. The minute glass that it was torn, we also tear it and we leave it on fire. But what's the Gevaldi gesagt that you want to retain the Melodic Suba, they want to retain it. So remind each other and they're married to one another.
Yeah, we're going to die here on the measurement, not to have extra.
But you still could have, if you want to. But we don't have
it. The
get
I had from Yerushalayim,
they
keep torn
before,
just cut right across.
Yeah, that's what it is mentioned. I don't know why here they may have a different crab. No. Okay, so he said, don't write Shalom B'Shlomo. If you do, then it's Achshash Ksu. Posse, Shem Elechoshon El Ashe L'Sholem. אבל אם כוסף בישה לא בשלומה, יש כושר. ואי שהוא מדובר עם של מיילה. ולקר חושם, חסים זה גוזם בו. So therefore, it's Mishifala. All right. I mean, בדיאבת, if it's done, okay. But to do it like a
tchili... Anything in regards to the Nebuchadnezzar?
Who knows? In that case, apparently, whether the Medreshes or whether somebody else, I don't know. But the Gemara here takes this example. So he quotes this example. But whatever. The ganze mindset of a man in Erchus Tishus, I think about. Not in Erchus Tishus. Erchus Tishus, a man who's ready to pay for all the expenses that of the woman's get, and then and spend the money for the Yimei Mechadosh Hadchone, you know, because he wanted to marry afterwards. He came to consult her off. But as the Chabban cut, Hayutoch, she's still an Asher Sinch. She doesn't have a get from her first husband. So he already wants to spend the money for her get and for her Yimei Mechadosh, and then he wants to marry her. That's what he says, Shalom Bishlema. He wants to give her greetings. In other words, that he's ready to marry her as soon as he's divorced from her husband. He's gonna, he's an applicant.
that's a tale of David and Melech and Abigail, because she said something to remember him. It's a tale on her.
Yeah, that's. It's a very this story. Sheva. No. All right. Choshmu b'reish haget, or mitzidoi, or b'yeminoi, or b'shmoyla machura, it's possible. In other words, the Adam have to sign underneath the get with the top of the letters facing the bottom of the letters of the get. But if it's different, let's say, if the Adam are signed on the side, on the margin on the side, on the top margin, or even on the bottom, now you say Machurav. Machurav means on the other side. The get is written on one side, and the Adam will sign on the other side. It's not good.
Is the whole thing just re-signing the right side or is it all the whole thing?
No, it doesn't render the get invalid. They could. Yeah, they could sign in the proper place. But the way it is, it's not kosher.
They say two letters go out of the margin.
Of the margin, didn't we have that already? We had that. We are Makbid, some are Makbid, even one letter, the Rofa one letter. That and the Kufa both. And so, it depends, I mean, if. So you write another get, unless it's the Meigo, a shine of Igun, a Meigo, a Lagune, so then we make.
You make a new case that it comes outside the mark?
Then everything else is.
Then everything is
a letter inside.
No, there is a Hashita. The Hashita is there. It's the only thing that he went out of the line and letter, too, whatever. So, Lachatchile, we don't sanction it. I mean, we don't sanction even if it's already written. We don't accept the get, and we order it to be rewritten. But if it's been a child of Igun, in that case, we make it. In other words, we don't have the opportunity to write another get.
Even one letter,
even the rough of one letter.
Because it's very child, because you can't
see
the
shape
it's
a lot. Very possible,
and
then you write the rule anyway. Yeah, so the shape should be a little more explicit, and the Sefer here, they already know. They don't want the ceiling light. The reflection is no good for them. They want a desk lamp. And they adjust it so that they could see it better.
They
didn't want the light on top light. And somehow it interferes the reflection or something. Okay. Hey. Atki shechoisna lemato, sore sheyie gavaksimo klapa get. That's what I wanted to say. In other words, as I said, the back of the chesed, meaning the upper part of it, should be facing the bottom part of Kedash Moshe Yisrael. But if they, let's say, they sign at the end of the get, but they sign it in the reverse, upside down, meaning that the bottom of the chasim is faced the bottom of Kedash Moshe Yisrael, then it's no good. You're not bottom to bottom. upside down. As a chassimis is upside down, if the b'moyer agla chassimis klap aged, it's supposed.
What's the gav of chassimis? What's called the gav of chassimis?
Gav is the top, the back.
The top is
the top
the
is here is called gav. Here is called gav.
The top,
the not the top of chassimis, the top of the chassimis should face the gav. Now there's a shittes Rambam. Kol eli shemane posu im yesh kan edim misiras kosher. Since we pass like Rabbi Lozer that has edim misiras kosher, so even if there would be no illegally, if there would be no edim at all, it would be kosher. So the edim that are signed upside down or whatever it is, it shouldn't be worse than without edim altogether. And that, of course, is that's the Shiva Samchaba, the Diyavit. Unlike the Rambam.
Unlike the Rambam. It has to be correct.
According to what we said before, I mentioned that there's a Shiva that Gamliel, once he was Misakin, it becomes mandatory. Meaning, if you don't do like the Takonis and Gamliel, as often, the get is possible. Then it's possible. This doesn't apply. Apparently not. No, apparently it doesn't.
If we say it's possible, it's still kosher. In other words, we're still holding. In other words, it's like a divabonim that they have to sign on the get. But if they don't, it's still kosher. Because possible means it's but the effort. But if you don't have Eidim Mesira, then it's bad news.
Of course, bad. But Eidim Mesira is certainly no good. But the idea, even if you do have Eidim Mesira, if I'm Gamliel Azok and made a takone, then you have to abide by the takone. But the takone, if you don't abide by it, then the entire get is kosher.
But it's still kosher.
It's kosher medina tore.
Right.
And medina abone.
Right.
The takone is ad abone.
I come to Gamliel.
It's not a psula in the get, but it's a psula in whatever it is, a psula that abone. It's absolute rabbon. Call it absolute rabbon.
So what does the Mechaber hold?
The Mechaber holds like the Rambam. In other words, even if you don't have Eidah Chassim, it's also kosher. So if you have Eidah Chassim, something is wrong with the Eidah Chassim.
It
doesn't make it. It shouldn't be worse than the Gadeh. Yes.
When the Mechaber says it's kosher, yeah. If there'll be
Eidah Chassim,
then it's kosher.
Kosher. Well, only for the Eidah, of course. No, but the Eidah. The only thing there are several degrees of B'riyevet. Here he means B'riyevet, once it's already written, it's B'riyevet. Yeah. But it still is a Chabchil, you can write another get. You see, there are degrees of the Chabchil.
Okay.
If, let's say, for example, if you can't have another get, it's a case where you can't have another get. And if you don't, if you pass it, then she'll remain an aguna for the rest of her life. In that case, we may be, even as we do the hold by Tatakone, and it's mandatory, nevertheless, we may, in order for an aguna to be mat an aguna, we would bend and be mat her.
The Ramo argues with this Mechaber?
Not that Ramo doesn't say anything, there's only the Achreinim. In the Pesach Shuvah, in the first, Sukkot and Aleph, but none of them believe, let's see, has that shaila. That he quotes further by Shmuel, who in turn quotes Tosfos, that Tanitza Toiva, but not Miyakir, and then he quotes other shittis, that it is Miyakir. It is Miyakir. All right, so you have these two shittas, that's all. So whenever you have a machlokes, especially in the Rabbonim, so when it's a kosher, a shalav, an agune, we pass the lekuna.
So in the case if he does out of the
shirtin,
that's
the same way. Also. Yeah, of course. But as I said, amokim lahokir, but if you can, I don't have it in my small, but it's in Sima Kuv Chava. See that out. This Shulchor, I'm only used in my own Shulchor. The Mamas Chav Minchas, you know that? Huh? is only used to his mother's son, Milchus, you know. Another city does not have time. My own Shulchan Aruch has a...
We did. Why? Because we covered Shulchan Aruch. Oh, yes. We covered it. I don't have my mind, so I could see mine. I immediately know. I recognize the page. I get a chagir for me. When you want to retain learning, you want to retain it in your memory, and you review it, keep on reviewing the same safer. Don't change printing, because then you get confused. If you have the same safer. You remember the form of the page, even if you don't remember the daf. Huh?
You teach Torah, you use the same thing every time.
And teach them every time. It's very important. For memory, it's very important to use the same thing. No, maybe it's Kuf Chavay, maybe it's Kuf Chavay.
Kuf Chavay, you're dollar.
All right. So here's the seat. Nogim Shalayi Oasis Oivrich Mehashit and Bimim. The Machaba says only Nogim. And that says, and then Kotrachut to Shitin is Yeshem and Afil Oisachas Yosachut Posu. So I'm Mosel, Mokam Migu, Yeshach Al Chav, Yesh Lahok. And the Kachuva then has even Rav Oisachas. That's what it is. Yeah. All right, so now we proceed.
How much ink did you start from the sheep?
Huh?
How much ink
can
you start from the
sheet? Not to be straight in the same margin, that's all.
What happens if you leave a letter other, you start one letter late? You know?
Well, that, if you said it, indented. Well, that's what I say, it should not be indented. Now, if it is indented, seeing that case I told you yesterday, it was lucky that he missed the ball, so he could fix it. But where he didn't miss a verse, he started writing verse some way, and he just had it invented. In that case, what they do, they say to him, you know, they try to teach the eight, make a big use, a sefer for Yosef. And if it's another, make a big letter, the first letter, so that it should fill in the indented part. You can fix it. And as we said, even after the chasim is completed, there's no din of kisidim by chasim. You get the father, you get the father. Okay? Siv Zayin. Shia mixes aget uksove bedav hasheni v'edem memahir dav, by the way. Dav doesn't mean another page. It means another omut. But on the same piece of paper.
The
omit
base of the paper?
Either the omit base of the paper, or on the same, but the next omit.
Oh,
next column. Next column.
What's this?
Like we have here, yeah. Okay? One column. Right? Like the in our Sefer Torah, you have one, in our Yeriah, you have several amudim.
One Yeriah,
several amudim. Similarly, what he did, instead of writing the get all on one, he wrote one column and then he
it completed the rest of Geth in another column. And underneath the second column, the Egan signed. It's all right. Similarly, if he turned it around and he finished the get on the other page, on the base, and the item underneath the end of the get, it's also cushioned.
Even though there's a big space between the end of the get and the end.
Not big space. No.
No, it's on your side.
No, good.
They finished up on the other column, let's say now, they signed it on
underneath, not all the way on the bottom. Underneath the second column, the end of the second column.
That's right underneath the right.
Right underneath, of course, then. We said that no more than two sheets is no good. Of course, that's what we had last time. Okay. So this is what he says here. When he said before...
When did you say that after him?
The Sefer means at the end... At the